Coming up, we take you to the Myanmarese town of Miawadi, KK Park. Have you heard of that operation? It's a scam compound. It's reported to hold over 2,000 traffic romance scam workers. We look at the intersection of scams, ransom payment, human trafficking, and how the community, the cryptocurrency ecosystem, is trying to take action, because there's also a link with cryptocurrency flows. Our friends at Chainalysis join me at 10:05. The online investigators behind the 2024 crypto crime report. That's coming up in minutes. But first, a look at gold, copper, oil, energy stocks, and the STI.
Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Asia Pacific markets trading mix this morning. Tokyo is up nearly 1%. Sydney and Seoul, they're hovering near the flat line. Seoul, a little in the red in early trade. Sydney, a notch in the green. This is your solo edition of Market Watch. I'm all yours today. I'm Michelle Martin. Good morning, everybody. I hope your weekend was terrific. Mine was really busy. More about that in a bit. We begin this morning with the world of commodities, energy, and artificial intelligence. Now, these three sectors are the hottest on Wall Street, but their success has investors questioning where to invest next. So let's start with a commodity. Let them all. Gold. You remember last week, I was talking to you about how gold was climbing to record levels. Well, the yellow metal has kept on its climb. It hit $2,350 an ounce overnight. It is now trading a little below that record level, but gold is still up 6.5% over the past month. In fact, it is up, let me crunch the numbers, nearly 15% over the past 3 months. So the question is, what's driving the price of gold higher? Well, the conventional wisdom says investors are switching into gold in anticipation of the U.S. Federal Reserve's lower interest rates, right? Interest rates cuts should weaken the dollar and boost safe haven assets like gold. Another explanation is that investors are just growing increasingly concerned about tensions in the Middle East. Israel bombed Iran's consulate in Syria last week. That killed several top Iranian military commanders. Iran is vowing to retaliate, which has investors concerned about the potential for a wider Middle East war. This is one that might affect oil and trade flows. So these concerns are also boosting demand for oil. However, there could be other factors boosting gold prices as well. For instance, central banks have been buying record quantities of gold, around 1,000 tons per year. China is one of the biggest buyers. Some analysts now believe traders are trying to get out in front of the central banks by buying the precious metal first and in the process pushing up prices even more. We talked about this last week. Remember my chat with Jun Rong from IG? Some analysts think gold could top $3,000. I asked him to weigh in on that. It's interesting to note that while gold prices are soaring, the share prices of the mining companies are only just beginning to catch up. So consider two of the world's biggest miners, Barrick Gold and Newmont. Their shares begin rallying. They started late March. They're now up about 15 to 17%, this in the past fortnight. However, both stocks are still in the red for the year. And they have to close some double-digit losses or more for the past 12 months. All right, from gold, I'm going to turn to copper. This is so essential, right? Think about it. Copper is needed for your EV batteries, electric vehicle batteries, your solar panels, wind turbines. Copper is needed for just about anything digital or electric. Copper is currently trading above $9,300 a ton. It's up about 10% over the past 3 months, and analysts expect it will climb higher. Citibank, for example, has set a target price of $15,000 a ton, which it expects copper to hit by next year, $15,000 a ton. So if you're looking for copper stocks, Stratagas, head of technical strategy and macro research, Chris Ferron, he has some suggestions for you. Top on his list are two mining companies, Freeport McRoran and Southern Copper. CNBC Pro took a closer look at these, and it's worth noting that analysts are split on these stocks. Some are quite bullish, others are not. but both companies are making gains. Freeport McRoran is up 16% this year. Southern Copper doing even better. Look at that, up 28%. Jefferies has set a target price of $130 a share for Southern Copper. That implies another 17% gain for the stock. As for Freeport McRoran, investors are watching to see if Indonesia grants the company an extension of its special mining license. Outside of copper miners, there are other companies whose stocks tend to rise with the price of copper, and these include Alcoa, they're at the construction machinery counter, Oshkosh and steel company Nucor as well. All right, let's turn from gold and copper now to energy stocks. On Friday, we talked about how oil prices are rising. A barrel of Brent crude topped $91 a barrel overnight. Some analysts say that $100 per barrel limit is becoming increasingly likely. Some of the same factors pushing up gold and copper prices are fueling the oil rally as well. However, supply-side shocks are also a factor. Mexico is slashing exports. Houthi attacks in the Red Sea are delaying shipments, and OPEC and its allies have so far held to their production cut targets. Rising crude prices are helping push energy stocks to record highs for the first time in nearly a decade. If we take a step back, just a couple of months back, actually, few analysts expected energy counters to outperform the Nasdaq, but well, here we are, my friends. The S&P 500 Energy Index is up 17% since the beginning of the year. Oil refiners like Marathon Petroleum and Valero Energy are leading the way. They're benefiting from good spreads between the price of crude oil and the prices of petrol and diesel. Shares of Marathon Petroleum up nearly 48% since the start of the year. Valero Energy up more than 40% as well. Rising oil prices, not the only reason these stocks are doing well. Analysts say that positive expectations about the state of the global economy bodes very well for energy companies. Plus, their earnings ratios are looking pretty good compared to the broader S&P 500, shall we say. All right, top of the broadcast, I promised that we would be speaking about commodities, energy, and AI. So let's talk AI, shall we? AI mania has fueled a threefold rise in NVIDIA shares this year. And while many analysts believe that NVIDIA's business growth warrants the steep rise in the company's share price, others are looking elsewhere, shall we say. They're looking to Asia for the next set of gains. And some companies on their AI watch list probably won't surprise you. I'm sure when I say Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing or TSMC, that rings a bell of recognition. And then there's Hon Hai Precision and SK Hynix as well, very well known. But Bloomberg is running an article that argues that institutional investors are beginning to cast a wider net. Korea's Hanmi Semiconductor is attracting attention, as is Vietnam's FPT Corporation. Even India's Reliance Industries is becoming an AI play. It's developed an AI chatbot, Reliance, that can understand 22 Indian languages. Reliance shares up 13% since the beginning of the year. Not bad, but certainly a lot less than NVIDIA and other semiconductor companies. All right, let's take a step back. This is Market View. I'm Michelle Martin. Good to have you with me. Let's take a look at broader markets now. U.S. markets in focus. The major U.S. indices all rallied on Friday. The S&P 500 jumped more than 1%, still finished in the red for the week, down about 1%. That is its first weekly loss in 3 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and NASDAQ also lost a bit of ground last week. Now, the big story on the economic front is news that U.S. employers added more than 300,000 new jobs in March. This, my friends, the 39th straight month of growth and a sign that the U.S. economy is growing strong. A strong job market helping fuel consumer spending, also earnings growth for businesses. But by the way, remember that those predictions of a recession in the U.S. this year, remember those? Hard landing, soft landing? That definitely does not appear to be in the cards. But strong hiring numbers are also a concern for investors. They worry that they could drive inflation or at least lead the Fed to keep interest rates higher. Well, the next test, shall we say, for interest rate expectations comes on Wednesday evening. because that's when we'll see the release of the March consumer price numbers. You need to watch out for that. Okay, let's turn the page. It's corporate news time. Up or down style, the solo edition. You can play along with me at home. You tell me, have a feel, okay? Is it up or down? And my first item for us all this morning is Boeing. What do you think, Boeing? Up or down? Boeing's been making a lot of headlines lately. None of them particularly good, although the plane maker is undergoing a management shakeup. So, here's where I ask for your call. Do you think Boeing is set to soar again? Or is it still down? Well, this morning, the engine cover of a Southwest Airlines plane fell off during takeoff and it hit a wing flap. That's definitely not supposed to happen to engine covers. And guess what type of plane it was? A Boeing 737-800, to be precise. So that is definitely a down. Boeing shares, by the way, down nearly 30% since the beginning of the year. Next up, Johnson & Johnson. What do you think? Up or down? Well, J&J is making headlines with a major investment in a medical device maker. It's buying a company called Shockwave Medical for $12.5 billion. Shockwave Medical uses shockwaves to break down plaque. And I know you're thinking your teeth, but no. This device uses shockwaves to break down the plaque near the heart. J&J is paying a premium of close to 5% for Shockwave Medical shares. This particular investment increases Johnson & Johnson's portfolio of medical devices. Pretty cool, eh? So I'm going to give it an up. Our third entry this morning, let us head to Indonesia and check out GoTo. Now, you remember this company was formed, GoTo, with the merger of Gojek and Tokopedia just about 3 years ago, right? GoTo's share price peaked back in July 2022, that was about 1 year after the merger, before it took a dive in the later half of 2022. GoTo shares have yet to recover. They're down another 20% since the beginning of this year. However, DBS thinks that GoTo offers good value and it's issued a buy call on the stock. So that is potentially an up for GoTo. Oh, it's our last entry this morning. I'm having so much fun. Marina Bay Sands. Do you give it an up or do you give it a down? Well, hope you made up your mind. MBS has announced a date to begin construction on a fourth hotel tower, as well as an indoor arena and more convention space. It will start digging in 2025, July, assuming it gets the necessary approvals, of course. On the face of that, that's an up, but MBS has been talking about adding a new tower since, 2019. Now, I understand the pandemic put these plans on hold, but MBS's earnings have more than rebounded. Just last quarter, it netted more than $1 billion. So some might be asking about this wait of 15 months for this project to get started. The new completion date, by the way, is July 2029, a full decade after the plans were first announced. So I'm going to give MBS a down. Let's check in on local markets now. The Straits Times Index fell 0.5% on Friday, giving back all of its gains from earlier in the week to finish off 0.2% for the week at 32.18. Singtel and DFI Retail, look at that. They were the worst performing blue chip stocks. They both fell more than 5%. On the other end of the table, Seatrium gained 6% last week. This on the back of news that it has secured a series of major contracts. We talked about this as well. However, profit-taking ate into Seatrium's gains Friday. Yeah, the offshore and marine company dropped 1.2% on Friday. It is down nearly 30% since the beginning of the year. All right, let's take a look at the clock. We are currently 20 minutes into the local trading day. We're going to check in on the Straits Times Index at the bottom of the hour. But our last word today belongs to a software engineer named Andres Friund. Andres works for Microsoft. I'm sorry, Andres, if I butchered your name. He spends his days looking at code related to open source database. I'd love that job. Well, Friund has apparently single-handedly identified and thwarted a huge cyber attack. He was doing some routine maintenance when he noticed that something was off in the Linux operating system. And then he noticed a backdoor with malicious code that could have been all a hacker needed for access to millions of computers around the world. At first, Andreas Freund doubted his own findings, but once he verified the results, he put the word out, and the software developers fixed the hole within hours. Let me get my tongue in check. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella has praised Freund for his curiosity and his craftsmanship, while another admirer called Freund the silverback gorilla of nerds. We love nerds on this show. I'd love to speak with him. The New York Times writer thought, though, that Freund is actually a shy and soft-spoken. He even declined to take his photo for the story. Our gentle and humble hero for the day, Andreas Freund. In any case, our hats are off to him for averting what many say could have been the cyber attack of historic proportions. Remember that name, Andreas Freund. We will be commending him throughout the show, of course, because we like doing that. Let's check in on the Straits Times Index this morning. It is up 0.11% at 22 minutes past 9 to 3,221.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.
Don't forget to join me in 40 minutes. We're going to be talking pig butchering scams. Have you heard of pig butchering scams? Do you know what these are? Well, idea is to fatten you up like a pig and then bring you to the slaughter. That's what the scammers are doing. And it starts off so innocently, you know. It's a multi-billion dollar problem, pig butchering scams. What is it? What is it all about? It's a con based on the basics, if you think about it, relationships. Starts off like somebody saying, oh, your number is not in my address book. I'm not sure why I see your message popping up. So they confuse you thoroughly and then you respond. And before you know it, they've struck up a conversation with you and it feels like you know them. And then slowly through the rapport, they tell you, oh, you know, they happen to be part of a special trading program where you're going to get big gains. And they'll fatten you up like a pig before they slaughter you. They'll show you through this app maybe or online platform that you can make a lot of money through their scams. They'll even let you withdraw some money. So you start to feel really good about yourself and start planning that Lambo, right? But the whole time they're sizing you up. And then once they've gotten you to a good point, they think you're good. They'll take you for as much as they think they can take you for and they'll disappear. And people will really send money. People have sent hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're going to talk to the investigators who are tracking the online flows of cryptocurrencies, tracing the millions in crypto payments. Going to learn how you can protect yourself from pig butchering scams and look at the intersection of these gangs, human trafficking, and cryptocurrency. That's coming up at 10:05 with me, Michelle Martin. Stay tuned.
Stay informed with market insights, trends, and strategies.